Another meeting. I'm Lisa Lacera, Fox News. Members of the U.N. Security Council called into session again at the Kremlin's request.
The request from Russia for a U.N. Security Council meeting was made to get an update on the war, but was instead used to again accuse the U.S. of helping Ukraine with biological weapons. And once again, Ferhat Hoxha, Albanian ambassador to the U.N., pushed back, calling them disinformation tactics.
We are afraid to find ourselves in the best-case scenario with an attempt by Russia to try to shift attention from its crimes and the stalling invasion to by sowing fear with the dreadful prospects of chemical warfare.
UN Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield agreed.
President Biden has a word for this kind of talk, malarkey.
She also said Russia has a bioweapons program, not Ukraine. In New York, Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
President Biden spoke for nearly 2 hours by video to China's Xi Jinping, and the White House says he laid out the consequences that China would face if it offered military or economic assistance to Russia in its invasion of Ukraine. And the White House says the president also talked about Taiwan and the president's opposition to any change in the status quo there. A defamation lawsuit by the two brothers who told police Jussie Smollett hired them to stage a racist, homophobic attack against him can move forward.
U.S. District Judge Mary Rowland ruled Friday that comments made by one of Smollett's lawyers, Tina Glandian, could be considered defamatory. In an interview with the Today Show in 2019, Glandian suggested that the brothers, who are black, might have been in whiteface to disguise their identities during a real attack.
Fox's Mary Corsetti, the brothers' lawyer, told the Chicago Tribune they are looking forward to their day in court. Smollett was released earlier this week as he awaits an appeal on his disorderly conduct conviction. America is listening to Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
Portland, Oregon is seeing an increase in gun violence that could reach a record.
Portland Police Chief Chuck Lavelle said 20 people have died in the city so far this year, 19 from shootings. The city averages about 20 shootings a week, according to the chief, and investigators are struggling with the workload. But Chief Lavelle believes the Bureau will start to see some progress by hiring officers, including bringing back retired officers over the next several months. Mayor Ted Wheeler's message is the changes they have already made shows the department is ahead of the curve.
Leading the way and showing police agencies across America what an innovative, evolving police bureau can be.
Wheeler says other work being done to prevent gun violence in Portland includes reaching out to young people and outreach for victims of gun violence. CJ Papa, Fox News.
A former Virginia police officer has pled guilty to storming the U.S. Capitol with another former officer who is scheduled to be tried next month on charges related to the January 6th riot. Jacob Fracker pled guilty to conspiring to obstruct the joint session of Congress that convened to certify the 2020 election. Soccer's governing body has banned Russia from competing in the World Cup.
World Cup qualifying playoffs scheduled for next week will not include Russia. Its request to have a recent ban from competition frozen was denied Friday by World Soccer's governing body, FIFA, just as the Court of Arbitration for Sport ruled Tuesday. Russia had been scheduled for a potential match against Poland next Thursday. Ukraine was also scheduled to play Thursday against Scotland, but that match was postponed by FIFA until June. Jared Max, Fox News.
Pete Davidson is bound out of a short space flight next week. The Saturday Night Live star was to blast off in a Blue Origin rocket with four other passengers. The space company owned by Amazon founder Jeff Bezos said Davidson is no longer able to take part in the flight and says it will announce Davidson's replacement in the coming days. I'm Lisa Lacera, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.